This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The White House announced U.S. President Joe Biden is scheduled to travel to the Hawaiian island of Maui Monday to meet with first responders, survivors, and federal, state, and local officials to discuss the devastating wildfires there that have killed at least 110 people. Meanwhile, Maui's emergency management chief Wednesday defended his agency's decision against sounding sirens during last week's deadly wildfire amid questions about whether doing so might have saved lives. We have this report from the Reuters News Service.
On Wednesday, Maui's emergency chief Herman Andaya said doing so would likely have sent people into danger during a press conference that at times grew tense.
The sirens, as I had mentioned earlier, is used primarily for tsunamis, and that's the reason why many of them are found, almost all of them are found, on the coastline. The public is trained to seek higher ground in the event that the siren is sounded.
And Dyer went on to explain that's the reason why emergency officials instead relied on text messages to phones and emergency messages on television and radio rather than sirens, which would only have rang out on the coastline. The fires engulfed the tourist resort town of Lahaina on August the 8th, leaving more than 100 people dead and destroying or damaging some 2,000 buildings.
The United States Wednesday imposed sanctions on three entities it accuses of being tied to arms deals between North Korea and Russia as Washington cracks down on those seeking to support Russia's war in Ukraine. The U.S. Treasury Department, in a statement, said Russia has increasingly been forced to turn to North Korea and other allies to sustain its war in Ukraine as it expends munitions and loses heavy equipment on the battlefield. The action is the latest by Washington, which has imposed rafts of sanctions targeting Moscow and Russian President Vladimir Putin since the start of the war. Military chiefs from the Economic Community of West African States meet Thursday and Friday in Ghana to discuss a potential military intervention in response to last month's coup in Niger. This is VOA News. At least 38 people have been rescued after a boat capsized off the coast of Cape Verde off West Africa, but more than 60 are feared to have died on what is one of the world's deadliest migration routes. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The boat had left Senegal on July 10th with 101 passengers on board, according to the Senegalese Foreign Ministry. In a statement, it said 38 people were rescued on Tuesday, though it was not immediately clear when the vessel capsized. The survivors have been taken to the Cape Verde island of Sal. The Atlantic migration route from the coast of West Africa to the Canary Islands is typically used by African migrants trying to reach Spain. Summer is the busiest time of year on what is one of the world's deadliest routes. At least 559 people died attempting to reach the Canary Islands in 2022, according to the International Organization for Migration. It said another 126 were killed or went missing in the first 6 months of this year.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden will host Japanese President Fumio Kishida and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol Friday at Camp David. Biden will be the latest president to host world leaders at the secluded mountain retreat located outside Washington, D.C., and conduct important foreign policy negotiations. In an interview with the Associated Press, White House Historical Association historian Sarah Fling says the practice dates back to President Franklin Roosevelt.
FDR first used it for recreation and diplomacy, which really are the two biggest reasons that presidents have used Camp David throughout history. And he had Winston Churchill, for example, come to Camp David to talk about the Normandy invasion and what was happening during World War II.
Biden will use the Camp David summit to push the two Asian neighbors to cooperate more in their shared concerns over China and North Korea. As the United Nations continues efforts to mount an international security force to address lawlessness on the Caribbean island of Haiti, an ex-police officer, considered by many to be Haiti's most powerful gang leader, warns he will fight if attacked. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jimmy Cherizier, best known as Barbecue, urged Haitians on Wednesday to mobilize against the government. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has been pushing for the deployment of a foreign armed force to help fight powerful gangs that control most of the capital. Kenya has offered to lead a multinational force, and the U.S. plans to put forward a resolution in the U.N. Security Council to authorize a non-U.N. mission. Cherizier says he would welcome a foreign force if it were to arrest the prime minister and people he describes as corrupt politicians. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.